All right, I'm sorry for the bad camera. I don't have another camera to film this on, but let's just get started here. So the first thing you want to do is press this up arrow, click on the little crescent moon, and scroll it all the way to 10. And then find an area of the night sky. The moon's out tonight, so there will be some light pollutant. And press play. Now try not to move as much as you can. You see, if I move even a tiny little bit, the arrow will move away from the center. You don't want that. So keep as still as you can, otherwise the stars will look blurry. And there is a 10 second exposure. And as you can see, as I moved, the stars are all blurry. Now, many people think 10 seconds is the max they can get, but that's actually not true. So if I just set you down here, move you up like that. If you press this little arrow at the top again, scroll all the way to the right, press the little timer button and press 10 seconds. While still on the 10 seconds up here, it will turn to 30 seconds, as you can see. Future me here just forgot to point out that in order for it to turn to 30 seconds, it must be on a tripod or on another surface where the phone cannot move after the 10 seconds is finished. So just press play and now wait 10 seconds for it to take the photo. All right, once it's done, let it sit for, like, I say an extra 5 seconds just to make sure the photo is taken. And then when you click on it, you will see a much greater upscale of the photo we have just taken. And because I didn't move, there's no star lines or very minimal star lines. All right, the rest of the video we cut off, but if you want to watch a video on how to edit the photos and make them look much better, then watch the next video I will be posting. Thank you for watching.